You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Wow, sa wakas, naimbita na rin ako dito ni Pastor Mark. I'm glad to be here today. And I just, before I begin, I just want to say that you guys are so blessed to have Pastor Mark as your senior pastor. I mean, I've seen his life, the way he's treated his children, his wife, and he's one who not only preaches the word, but practices what he preaches as well. So let's just give a big hand and appreciate our senior pastor here, Pastor Mark. Alam mo, matagal ko na siyang kilala. You know, grade school pa ata ako, pastor na ata siya eh. You know, yun ata medyo, ganun ba yun? No, when I was really young, especially in youth ministry, I've been really looking up to him. Yung mga panahon pa nila, Pastor Ferdy, and the work he's done. He's been one of our pillars also when it comes to campus ministry and youth ministry in Victory. But also, hindi lang sa Victory, even in the body of Christ, he's been instrumental in our youth movement in this nation. So, grabe talaga. I mean, it's been a privilege and honor to have worked with him. Okay, for so many years, and I've known him, 90s pa yun eh, nung nakilala ko siya. You know, he's one of the guys I really admire and respect. At saka hindi po totoo yung sinasabi po niya na lamang po ako ng mga 100 na paligo. Hindi po totoo yun. Siguro mga dalawa lang. Anyway, are you ready for the word today?
Yes.
You know, I was here at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And 5 o'clock. Balita ako daw yung 5 o'clock, yung pinakamaingay. Totoo ba yun? Pinakamaingay ba yung 5? Yung pinaka-alive? Okay, that's good to hear. Because, you know, when I was in Galleria, I used to preach in, what do you call this? The cinema services. And dun sa cinema po, medyo madilim. Okay? Madilim. Tapos yung mga seats, yung it was so comfortable. You know, kaya pag umuupo ka doon, tapos medyo sa stage, medyo pataas, kaya ganun. And you know what I've noticed? People have been sleeping while I'm preaching. So I used to feel so depressed and so bad about that. But you know what I realize? Every time I preach the word, the peace of God comes upon the people. So sobrang peace talagang, grabe. No? Tsaka yung mga iba talaga, yung nakabukas pa yung mouth nila, yung snoring, as in, hindi talaga nahihiya. You know? I just want to warn you, when I preach today and the peace of God would come, please do not sleep. Okay? I want everybody awake and alive today. Okay? So are you ready for the word today?
Yes.
Okay, please get your Bibles and let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And we're also going to read verse 15. And please stand in reverence to the word of God. Chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, and then we're going to read verse 15. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Everybody say the word work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put them in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence in this place and your presence in our lives. And Lord, we ask today, God, that we may know the real meaning and the real purpose of work. Lord, that when you put man in the garden, Lord, you've called him to be a partner, Lord. Lord, in your purpose and in your will to be done here on the earth. And we pray today, Father, that you would remove any wrong philosophy, any wrong mindset about work. And we pray, Lord, that whatever we do is going to bring glory and honor to you. Lord, speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You please take your seats. Grabe talaga. I'm just so glad to be here. You know, I really enjoy being with Pastor Mark. You know, Pastor Mark is one of the most humble guys I really, you know. Kaya lang, iba lang siya pag nagba-basketball. Pag nagba-basketball na po kami niyan, you know, he's been famous. Pag, kasi pag, when we would go out to yung mga campus, mga pastor's retreat. And you know what? All the pastors would play. And you know what I realized when they play basketball? I realized that some of our pastors, medyo they're different in court. Pwede ko ba kwento, Pastor Mark, yung famous jump shot mo? Si Pastor Mark, meron siyang famous jump shot when he shoots. It's not just the hand, but the kick. Yan ba yun, Pastor Mark? Defense pala daw yun, defense. Anyway, I'm just joking, you know. But really, I'm just so glad to be here with Pastor Mark and really excited about this series. As he spoke last week, In God's Image ngayon, it's being in the garden. Okay? And we're going to talk about something important today. And the topic is about work. Everybody say the word work. Work. Let me ask you this question. Is work a blessing or a curse? Okay? How many days did God create the earth? Galing ah. You know, in the first two services, they were saying 7, 6. Una sinabi 7, tapos naging 6. 76. So, here everybody got it the first time. 6 days. And then on the 7th day, what happened? Are you sure? Nagpapahinga ba si Lord? Did God actually rest? Did God get tired? You know, and people are thinking, ba napagod ba si Lord? You know, hindi po siya napagod. It just means that he refrained or he stopped from all his work and he appreciated all the work that he has done. And after he created the, you know, when he created the heavens and the earth and he created man, in verse 15 it says, he put man in the garden. Okay? Man put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. From the very beginning, it was God's plan and idea for man to work. Since we were created in the image of God, we were also created to work. God worked. That's why all these talk that people are saying, you know, kaya pumasok yung work, yung trabaho, it's only a curse or a result of sin. No, it's not. Even before sin came into the world, it was God's original plan for man to work. Kaya importante po is that we go back to the blueprint. The original design. Because if we're going to allow the world to define, you know, what work is, to define what manhood is, we're going to get lost. That's why it's always good that we go back. Lord, ano ba yung blueprint mo? Who is supposed to define you? Sino dito, pag meron kayo nabiling gadget, ang una nyong ginagawa, binabasa nyo po yung manual. First thing. Sino dito, pag nagkaroon ng problema sa gadget nyo, dun nyo lang kukunin yung manual. Sino dito, tinatapon nyo na lang yung manual. Walang pakialam sa manual. You know what? I'm the type, I'll try to figure out by myself, pero pag hindi ko na kaya, dun ko lang kukunin yung manual. But what I realized, the best thing to do is you find out what the manual says, and then you'll be able to maximize, okay, whatever gadget that you have. Okay, in the same way, kasi yung nag-design nun, okay, yung designer nun, lahat nilagay niya yung solution dun sa manual. Siya nag-define, okay, yung nag-design, yun din na mag-de-define. Mag-de-define ng solution, okay, mag-de-define ng purpose. In the same way with our lives today, with, you know, the definition of work, with the definition of manhood, it's all derived from the Word of God, which is the blueprint. Because the moment we step out of the blueprint of God, the moment we step out of His original plan, we're going to get lost. And we cannot accept yung definition po ng world today. Because the definition of the world today is just so different from the definition of God. You know, I was just sharing the earlier services. Pag manunod po tayo ng mga ibang shows ngayon, iba na talaga yung definition. Like, you know, you watch shows like Modern Family. How do they define what a modern family looks like? Between two men? You know, it's just so sad. Nagkakaroon na po ng mga same-sex marriages, even in the States. And then they define them as a married couple, and then they'll adopt, and then they'll have a kid. That's a picture of a modern family? No, that's not the picture of the modern family. That's not what the Bible says. And yet, they're trying to put it into mainstream para you'll get used to it. And the more you hear a lie, they're trying to make you get used to hearing a lie. And then suddenly, for some people, it becomes the truth. And there's a danger out there. That's why we need to, you know, protect ourselves from the different voices that are out there. Right. Try to grab our attention and say, hindi, ganito yun. Ganun po yung nangyari, even with work. Because what happened was, when man sinned, okay? By the way, bumalik ako. Balik lang ako ng konti, no? Pero hindi pa ako natapos sa sinabi ko kanina. Nung nilagay ni Lord si Adam sa garden, hindi po siya mag-isa. That was the first time that God said, it is not good. It is not good for man to be alone. So He created Eve. Created woman. Alam mo ba't woman? Kasi nung unang pagkagising ganun ni Adam, sabi niyo, whoa, man. Siyempre, di ba, puro giraffe lang nakikita niya. Di ba, mga monkeys. Biglang, whoa, man. So naging woman. Okay, so... Okay. Grabe talaga. Grabe ah. Buti ano ah. Okay, some of you have learned something today already. And we just started. Anyway, so nung create, the job was given to man to work the garden. Ang ibig sabihin po ng work, okay, if we're going to look at the definition, work means to serve or to till, to take care, sabi, means to guard and to keep. And he did not leave man alone. He brought the woman to be a suitable helper to take care of the garden. And God, we are partners with God at work, okay, for His creation, okay, to take dominion, okay. So, nung pumasok po yung sin, what happened, yung relationship po natin with God was severed, nakat po yung relationship na po yun kasi nagkaroon po ng kasalanan sa mundo, and then nagkaroon po ng distortion. Nagkaroon po ng maling pananaw when it comes to work. Okay? Nasira. Sabi lang, ay, hindi, yung work, di naman blessing yan eh. Curse yan eh. Let me ask you this question. Who among you, you love your work? Raise your hands. You love your boss. Parang bawasan, ha? Okay, kanina, they love their work, but they don't like their boss, ha? Okay, yun, ha? Okay, anyway, sige, we'll work on that next time. Let's just go back and talk about work. You know, some people are saying, you know, work, it's just the result of the curse. No, it's clear. Work was already there. God wanted us to be partners in work. In fact, if we're created in the image of God, we're supposed to work. Pero may dalawang extremes na two extreme views of work after the fall. There may be more, and I know there are, but really, I just want to tackle those two extremes. Yung isang extreme po, okay, yung tinatawag natin, laziness. Everybody say laziness. Okay? Yung talaga, ay, hindi ko na kailangan magtrabaho. Anyway, God's going to provide. Di ba? God's going to provide. But it's just clear, in 1 Thessalonians, ano sinasabi po ng Thessalonians? Okay, if I have it right, 3 verse 10, this is what it says. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, if a man will not work, he shall not eat. The Bible does not espouse laziness, but He commands all men, you know, to work. If you don't work, don't eat. Simple lang yung rule nila po. You know, it's just so sad that even in our culture today, you know, sinasabi nila, hindi mo na kailangan magtrabaho, bakit? COO ka naman eh. Okay? Ano yung COO? Child of owner. Okay? Oh, okay na lang. Mag-PMA ka na lang. Ano yung PMA? Pahinga muna anak. Di ba? And it's just even in our own culture, yung standby, yung wantamad, you know, you'd hear those things and it's just all, you know, a result of that philosophy of laziness. And to even include yung sa laziness, under laziness, it also breeds mediocrity. Okay, mediocrity, ay, pwede na yan. Kasi ayaw maging excellent, tinatamad, pwede na yan, okay na yan. You know, that's also part of laziness. You know, and not being productive at work. You know, in some schools, I heard in the Visayas and Mindanao, some schools have have barred the faculty from using the internet. You know why? Because some people, they would just, instead of working and being productive, they would use Facebook and be productive Facebooking all day. Okay? Kesa na po magtrabaho, nagfe-Facebook na lang po sila. Okay? It's interesting. You know, I saw an ad, and guess where I saw it? Yes, I saw it in Facebook. You guys want to see this ad? Konting yes naman, para ganahan. Okay, thank you. Here's the ad. Do you want to make money from Facebook? It's easy. Next slide. Just go to your account settings, deactivate your account, and go to work. Sure is gonna beat laziness. Diba? Medyo matitigan na yung laziness nun. But it's just clear, God put us in the garden. What's your garden today? What field are you in today? Are you productive there? Okay? You know, it breeds laziness. Laziness breeds mediocrity. You know, it just breeds different kinds. You know, even the Bible talks about, you know, the sluggard or the sloth not being able to work because I don't want to go out today because there might be a lion in the streets. And dami mga palusot. Dami mga excuses. You know, laziness, you know, it's not something that we should aspire to. You know, that we should do. Na parang, hindi, okay na yan. Ganito lang, pwede na yan. No, that's laziness. That's one extreme. Pero hindi pa tapos yun. Meron pang isang extreme. Okay? But before I go to the other extreme, don't you know that even in our songs today, people have been talking about laziness. Have you heard of this song by Bruno Mars? You guys heard about it? The title of the song is The Lazy Song. Tama ba yun? I'm not gonna sing it because, you know, this is my third service, but I can just try. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I'm swearing I'm not doing anything, nothing at all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Only in Metro East. In Ortigas, I don't really display my singing abilities because I'm scared. They just might get me in the worship team. Huwag na, dito na lang sa Metro East. Para ka lang kay Pastor Mark yun. Kasi sabi mo, hindi ko masyado ginagawa yun. Anyway, thank you. Going back. You know, even in our songs, even in our culture today, it's just trying to define us. Ganito yung work, just be lazy. Anyway, okay lang yan. Hindi naman ano yan eh. Curse naman yan eh. Wala naman, you don't need to be excellent. Pero the other extreme is this. Instead of being lazy, some people, ano naman, yung extreme na isa, when it comes to work. Workaholic. That work becomes their God. It defines who they are. They get their sense of identity, their sense of satisfaction, their sense of self-worth from the position that they have, from the salary that they have. And because work becomes, you know, top priority in their lives, so to speak, it becomes their idol. No more time for God, no more time for family. And the excuse they're giving is that, hey, I'm doing this for my family. But if you don't put your priorities straight and have the wrong mindset of work, it's going to create chaos in your family life. It's going to create chaos in your Christian life. And therefore, we cannot put work. You know, iba hindi na nagde-day off. Wala na pong Sabbath. Okay, pero dun, sa kabilang extreme, puro Sabbath naman. Okay? Kailan Sabbath mo? Monday to Friday. Okay, araw-araw, Sabbath ah. Mukhang hindi ka na ata nagtatrabaho. Anyway, ito naman, yung isang extreme, all they do is just work, work, work. It becomes their God. And one of the, you know, the philosophies that's out there because of the sinful nature is that, hey, work defines me. Have you noticed that when people get to know one another? after giving their names, the next question that they ask is, hey, where do you work? Parang it becomes their identity. It becomes who they are. Eh, paano kung mawala yun? If your identity is so wrapped up in your career, is so wrapped up in your business, and I've seen that in 2008, if you would read the different news, when world markets fall, people would commit suicide because their business had gone, you know, bankrupt, because they've lost their houses and their home. Why? Because their identity and their lives were so much tied up to their business and their work. When that was gone, it seems that their life did not have any meaning anymore. But I tell you today, our identity is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it belongs to Him. And therefore, we draw our self-worth not from our net worth. We draw it by realizing, hey, Jesus paid a price that I may be saved. We were not purchased by precious stones, but by the very precious blood of Jesus. That's where our self-worth is. It's not based on our work. It's not based on our business. It's not based on our career. It's based on how God sees us. And that's the other dangerous extreme, you know, of work. Yung po yung dangerous extreme. Yung isa laziness. Yung isa naman, you know, masyado naman. Grabe naman. Buong buhay nila, puro trabaho. You know, I actually heard this story. Narinig ko tong story na to from a Chinese friend of mine. Tago na lang natin sa pangalan Pastor Dennis C. Okay? Si Pastor Dennis C. May ibang forman niya dyan. Ha? Pero ito, seryoso. Ha? Parang James Bond. Ha? Ito si Pastor Dennis. Oh gosh, he's really one of the funniest pastors. I love hearing him preach. Diba, Pastor Mark? You know, and he's Chinese. And he gave this story. Okay? Sabi niya, okay, sige, pwede niyo natanggalin yung picture. Mga nakaka-distract eh. Parang, anyway, si Pastor Dennis, kinikwento niya to. Sabi niya, there was this man on his deathbed. He was about to die, of course, deathbed. And then, sabi niya, nagro-roll call. Asawa, present, honey, present. Unang anak, daddy, present. Pangalawang anak, daddy, present. Pangatlong anak, present. Pang-apat, present. Hanggang pang-lima. Hanggang pang-ani, present. Sagot siya, lang hiya kayo lahat. Wala bantay tindahan. Man. Even on his deathbed, all he had in his mind was his business. All wrapped up in that. But how should we have the right perspective on work? Una-una, we gotta realize that work is from God. Okay, let's go back to there in verse 15 of chapter 2, Genesis. Sabi, the Lord took the man and put him in the garden to work it. So una-una, isipin natin, hey, si Lord, may idea nito. And then He can put us in different places, you know, of work, or different gardens, you know, so that we may be fruitful. God wants us to be fruitful and productive. God wants us to be prosperous. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants you to be prosperous. Your other neighbor, some of you, God wants you to be fruitful. Oh, sige, medyo convincing naman. Parang iba, God wants you to be fruitful. Parang ikaw, parang the doubt. Sabi mo, konting conviction naman. Look at that person and say, God wants you to be fruitful. Yan. Yung kanina, parang nagdududa eh. Parang ikaw, fruitful. Parang malabo ata to. No, God wants us to be fruitful. In fact, you know, that was the command that He gave to Adam and Eve. They were partners. So, ano ngayon yung purpose natin sa trabaho? What's our purpose? It's so good to go back to Colossians 3 verse 23, which tells us, okay, this. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. As working for? Working for the Lord, not for man. In other words, when we work, we do it for the glory of God. For God's glory. That He may receive praise. That He may receive honor. You know, it has to be redeemed. The whole, you know, mindset, the whole concept of work has to be redeemed when the world has tried to bring on its own ideas. But when we do work, when we work to bring glory and honor to God, it pleases Him. Who among here, you want to please God?
Yes.
Guess what? Kahit anong trabaho mo, you can please God with your work. I was just sharing in the earlier service, kuminsan, it seems like when you go to other countries, like the U.S., you may see kahit anong job, kahit anong work, there's dignity. You know, kahit na janitor ka, kahit na trashman ka dun sa States, there's dignity. They're not frowned upon, they're not looked down upon by other people. Pero they would see, hey, as long as, hey, you're doing that excellently, you know, you're doing your job with all your heart, there's dignity. Because all of us, we're all created in the image of God. And it's sad, sometimes in this place, in our very own country, you know, people just look down on different kinds of work. You know, pag hindi ka COO or CEO, pag hindi mataas yung position mo na work, they tend to look down on it. But you know what? There's dignity in work. In all kinds of work. As long as we offer it unto the Lord and say, Lord, this is for you. And you would notice that kung ano man yung line ng work natin, it's somehow related to the talents and gifts that the Lord has given us. Who among here would say that the Lord has blessed you with different talents and gifts? Raise your hands. Uy, ulit nga. Raise your hands. Parang mas maraming humble sa isang service. Yung sa dalawa, mas maraming humble. Dito, taas ka agad eh. Yung 3 o'clock service, nakailan tanong pa ako. I had to rephrase my question so many times. But anyway, that's true. Everybody here, we all have talents and gifts from the Lord. And whatever talents and gifts we have, that we apply that in whatever realm we're in, whatever business, whatever job we're in, and it's somehow connected. Doon mo malalaman eh. Like, we have our very own basketball player. He attends Saturday service, si Danny DeFonso. Okay? Guess what talent the Lord gave him? Talent to play chess. Hindi siya chess. Basketball. In the same way, kung ano yung mga talents na binigay si Lord, somehow that's also connected with your work. And therefore, you can be excellent. You can be great. And because you're excellent and doing great, it can bring honor and glory to the Lord. I'll give you one more example of a person who was excellent in work. You know, kung anong garden siya plinace ni Lord. He was placed in the garden of politics. Our very own Congressman Ruffy Biason. He's no longer a congressman now, but the Lord, I mean, the president, I mean, the Lord, you know. Well, si Lord na rin yun. But the president asked him to be part of the Bureau of Customs. He's one of the heads there. Okay? And because he was excellent in his job, in his work, he got, you know, promoted. And just to tell you a little tidbit, you know, si Congressman, he is part of our Alabang Church. And for many years, he's been a kids' church teacher. Ulitin nga ulit yun. Ang ganda yun eh. He's been a kids' church teacher. Okay. Sabi na nga ba, mas maingay itong 5 o'clock bro eh. Wow, may ganun pa eh. Okay. Kanina, nahirapan ako eh. Tagal mag-uaw eh. Anyway, kids, ano naman ang connection nun na kids' church teacher? Na naging, you know what? He was faithful in the little things. And God promoted him. Kasi may excellence po eh. He's not only excellent in his work, but he's a man of integrity. And he's there. And it's alam niyo naman po, that's a very important Bureau of Customs. You know, they say there's a lot of corruption there. And to have a man of God in that place, who among you would say that that's a divine appointment? That's from the Lord. We can see the Lord moving in our government. You know what? Whatever field you're in, the Lord can use you to glorify Him. You know, there are a few definitions of work that I want to quote here. I think we have it now on PowerPoint. I want to read you 2 or 3 definitions of work. Okay? Yung unang-una po, yung sinabi po ni Dorothy Sayers. Okay, sabi niya, work is the gracious expression of creative energy in the service of others. Wow. Another one, si John Stott. Work is the expenditure of energy, manual, mental, or both, in the service of others, which brings fulfillment to the worker, benefit to the community, and glory to God. So parang twofold yung nakikita rin natin dito. And I believe it's also you know, from the word, that, you know, where it emanates. First, it brings glory to God, but also it serves other people. Okay, maybe a lot of you have found out the inventor or the founder of Apple passed away a week or 2 weeks ago. Si Steve, ano? Jobs. O, tamo, sa pangalan pa lang, may trabaho na talaga siya, di ba? You know, Steve Jobs. Anyway, si Steve Jobs passed away. But guess what? Ano tawag dito? Ang daming mga tribute. You go, internet, you know, you just see, ang daming tribute sa kanya. You know why? Because his service or his work has served not only millions of people, but probably even close, maybe even a billion people. All the things that we have today, he's changed the way we use phones, the way we download music. If you have an iPad or an iPod, you know, it's because of his creation and it helped serve humanity. And I do hope that whatever talents and gifts the Lord has given us, it's going to be used to serve others as well and bring glory and honor to the Lord. Who among you, you want that in your life? Na grabe, na talagang excellent talaga. Okay, tignan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang excellent? Okay, grabe, yun. Tignan nyo ha, kung gising na gising ha. Okay. You know, importante talaga yung excellence eh. Kasi, pag walang excellence, you know, it's hard. If you just say, pwede na yan, pwede na yan. You know, one of the other professions that I really admire in our country, yung mga teachers. Such a noble. How many teachers do we have here? Wow, panakpan po natin yung mga teachers po natin. The teachers. Grabe, we have a few there. Alam mo, I was just watching this sa news. Naalala niyo, di ba, bumaha sa Bulacan. And then, yung mga classroom na baha, yung mga books nila, yung mga encyclopedia na donate na nasira. And then I just saw the teachers would go there and they would clean the place, clean the classrooms, you know, make sure they couldn't salvage the books anymore. And I've heard that the dedication just for the young people to be able to get a good education, their service and dedication, sila na mismo nagsasacrifice. And I heard that even some of the teachers would use their own money to buy chalk. You know, grabe, what a selfless, you know, endeavor there, that they're thinking of the future of our nation, our young people. And they're truly serving others. And I just want to encourage you today, no matter what realm you're in, no matter what field you're in, no matter what garden that God has placed you in, okay? Some are thinking, parang di ako garden, swamp yung sa akin eh. You know? Parang swamp eh. And anyway, you know, well, wherever the Lord has placed you, you can bloom wherever you are. You're dedicating it to the Lord. Say, Lord, this is for you. Just that spirit of excellence. To work it and take care of it. Kung ano man binigay ni Lord sa'yo, maliit lang yan. Be faithful. And if you're faithful in little things, the Lord will entrust to you more. He'll entrust to you more. Just be careful not to fall, you know, with those two extremes that are out there. The laziness and the workaholic. Some people, they're just so stressed out that they just can't wait for Friday to come. And their favorite saying is TGIF, which means, yung iba, TGIP. Okay, medyo mas mabagal dito ah. Yung kanina, 3 o'clock, thank God it's payday kagad eh. You know, this is just waiting for that. You know, it's not all about that. It's us glorifying God and serving others. And I have one more definition. Ito maganda yung sinabi dito ni Paul Barker. I don't know if you have it in PowerPoint. But work is an expression of love and one of the ways we fulfill the commandment to love one another. Wow. Kasama rin pala yun sa trabaho natin. We can express the way we love one another. You know, Walter Walker said that being successful in work, 80% is already done when you just show up. It's the little things, the perseverance, the dedication, you never giving up and saying, Lord, this is for you. Yeah. You know, in that kind of dedication, just by showing up, later on, you know, you're going to see it's going to pay off. And I just want to show you, you guys want to watch a video? I have this 1 hour and a half video that I want to show you guys. Can we give away popcorn, Pastor Mark, and everything? Okay lang ba? Oh, sige. Anyway, short lang. Mga 1 minute lang to. It's about this man who just showed up, and we'll see how he has reaped the benefits of it. Let's knock off the lights. Panurin po natin to.
Last man standing is what I was dubbed by the world's media after that race. Exactly how did that happen? In Canada, 1994, I was impaled on the back of a rival skate. Got my leg cut open, almost lost my life. 18 months before winning that gold medal, I had a crash in training, went headfirst into the barrier and broke my neck. I'd skated at 3 Winter Olympics, and I hadn't done my best at any of them. I was pretty realistic about it and decided I don't think I'm as good as these other guys. And my best chance to get through to the final was to get on the ice in the semi and stay out the way. Figured there's no reason I should change my tactics for the final.
Bring this on.
Heading into the last turn, I see the Chinese guy fall. Set up my final turn out of the corner of my eye, I see the other three tumble. And from that moment, I knew. So I didn't have to skate anymore. All I had to do was glide across the finish line. I wasn't sure if I should put my arms up in the air in celebration or go and hide in the corner. Had no idea what the appropriate response was at that moment. I suppose in some people's mind, the question will always remain, did I win Olympic gold by accident? Half a dozen blokes had just fallen over and they wanted me to go up there and take a gold medal for it. I wasn't sure if I deserved to. I only had a few minutes to think about it, but during that few minutes I decided, yeah, I'm going out there on the podium and I'm taking that gold medal, but I'm not taking it for the 90 seconds of that race. I'm going to take it for the 12 years in the lead up to that 90 seconds.
Wow. What's the lesson there? Hintayin yung mahulog, yung mga nasa harap mo, para ikaw yung manalo. You know, the lesson there is just show up and persevere. He was just being there, but he's taking the medal not because of the 90 seconds, you know, but because of the past 12 years working hard and being faithful in what he's doing. And when that moment came, you know, he won. Just by being there, showing up, standing up. You know what? He got that medal. But the medal that I'm talking about today is not the medal that the world can give us. But it's the recognition and honor that when we see God someday, and one day, and He tells us, good and faithful servant, come into my rest. What work or what garden has the Lord entrusted to you? Are you giving your best? Are you doing it for His glory and for the service of others? Because when we do that, when we're faithful in the little things, the Lord will entrust to us more. Who among you, you're believing for more in your life? You're believing for breakthroughs in your life, for promotions, for business ideas. It's all going to come. But we need to seek His kingdom first and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us as well. You know what? When Jesus came, I talked about sin earlier. That's why it destroyed our mindset. Nasira po yung pananaw po natin tungkol sa work. But when Jesus came, He also redeemed that. Because He showed us the example that He too worked. And the greatest work He's done is the work He did on the cross. I want to read the scripture in John chapter 6. This is what it says. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Then they ask Him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. God already did the work. That's why sinasabi po nila, the spelling of Christianity is not D-O. It's not do this, do that. in order that we may get to heaven? The spelling of Christianity is D-O-N-E. It's done. Because Jesus did the work on the cross. He paid the price for our sins. And now, we can now have a relationship with Him. And our whole view of life, even our view of work, would change. But it all begins with a relationship with Jesus Christ. Another scripture before I pray, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says this. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good what? Good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, God has prepared something in advance for all of us. Where you're in right now, whatever job, whatever, even for, you may say, oh, I'm a stay-home mom. You know, well, whatever you're doing there, it's unto the Lord. It's for His glory. And He's prepared it for us. That we may come before Him and say, Lord, thank You that we're Your workmanship. And everything, all that I do, Lord, it's all for Your glory and for the service of others. Let me just end with this. God gave us work to glorify Him and serve others. And wherever you are right now, my prayer for you is that you would excel. That you won't have the wrong notion or the wrong idea of work. But we would have the right perspective doing it for the glory of God and the service of others. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, we thank You, God, that work was Your idea, that we were created in Your image. And I pray, Lord, that You would remove the wrong images. Lord, the wrong philosophy about work, that we won't get into those lies of laziness or even making work the top priority of our lives. May You always be our priority, Lord, not our work. Maybe you're here today and you just feel the burden. You're just feeling just that deep burden right now. You feel stressed. You feel tired. You feel burned out because of the load in your workplace, the load in your business. And you're saying, God, I need Your grace. I need Your power. You're saying, Lord, refresh me. There are challenges I'm facing right now, and I can't do it on my own. I can only do it by Your grace. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Just lift your hand up. There's some burdens you're carrying in the workplace, and you're tired, and you're saying, Lord, refresh me. Saying, Lord, strengthen me. Father, You see these hands all across this room. I pray in the name of Jesus, may Your Holy Spirit come and bring new strength, new passion, new grace. Lord, like Your word says, Lord, if we do not become weary in doing good, Lord, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And we pray, Lord, that we would not give up. That we would persevere, because we know, Lord, that what we're doing is going to bring glory and honor to You. And it's also in the service of others. You see these hands, Lord. I pray, God, refresh them. Strengthen them. I pray even right now, Lord, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their hearts and minds. No more fear. No more worry. But only peace. Lord, even those businessmen and women, God, who are struggling, Lord, let them hold on, even as they give their tithes and offerings, Father. Thank You that You are faithful, Lord. Lord, no matter how big the challenges are, You are bigger. You are greater. You're an awesome and mighty God. And put your hands down if you're here today and it seems like your priorities are not in the right order. It seems like work is taking the top spot in your life, and you're saying, God, I want my priorities right. I won't ask you to raise your hands anymore, but you know who you are. seems like work is becoming your top priority. It's taking the place of the Lord. Or maybe you're on that other side. Mediocrity and laziness has come into your heart. Instead of being thankful for your work, you're now being angry. You're just feeling angry. You just feel resentment instead of thanksgiving. You know who you are. Just pray to the Lord right now. Just say, Lord, I repent of any form of laziness. Lord, I repent of putting my business or my work first above you and above my family. But Lord, today, I'm going to seek you first. Because like your word says, if we seek you first, all these things shall be added unto us. Lord, we're going to make you our priority. Because Jesus, you are our God.